two really important things that we're seeing strong evidence for. The first is that this variant can spread pretty quickly in populations. We're seeing a massive spread of this variant in South Africa, where it was first identified. And we're also seeing data from other European countries, in particular the United Kingdom, showing it's increasing as a cause of COVID-19 cases. And that's important because the UK already had a Delta surge, and Omicron is now sort of creeping up and taking over and replacing the Delta variant, which was already established there. So transmission is happening at a very high rate. And then I think the other important thing to note is people who are vaccinated and even boosted are getting infected. So this variant is able to overcome at least some of the immunity the vaccine provides. But the important point is we still haven't seen that surge of severe disease in those vaccinated people. So we think the vaccines are holding up against severe disease with Omicron.
So if Omicron spreads much more easily than Delta and it only causes mild symptoms in most people, is that good news? Is that a path forward? Does that mean perhaps a positive path to the pandemic here?
Well, the important thing about the data so far is the mild cases are being described in people who are primarily vaccinated. So it's probably not that the Omicron is a milder virus, but it's the fact that people have some immune response that's dampening the severity of the disease. We really have to wait to get data on unvaccinated people and how this virus behaves in them before we can really say whether or not this is a milder virus. But at the end of the day, a transmissible virus that evades some immunity is going to cause an increase in cases. So it's something for us to really start working at right now to try to minimize the effects of Omicron when it does start to spread extensively here in the U.S.
I am speaking very generally, of course, but it doesn't seem like a lot of people are canceling their get-togethers, figuring from now on we won't return to lockdowns. What is your best advice for the rest of the December holidays into the new year?
Everything begins and ends with the vaccines. So if you haven't gotten your booster yet, go out and get your booster. The immune responses from your booster kick in within a couple of days of getting your shot. So if you go get your booster now, you'll be fully protected by the holiday season. If you haven't gotten the vaccine yet, give yourself a holiday present and start to build that immunity by going out and getting your vaccine. You won't have high levels of immunity until after the holidays, but you'll at least start the process and protect yourself for a coming surge of Omicron cases, which we expect to start to see significantly here in the U.S. by the end of December.